From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another attempt at a terror attack in Brussels. The quick shooting of an attacker who tried to detonate a nail bomb and shouted Allahu Akbar at a Brussels train station averted fatalities today. That's the assessment of officials there. The federal magistrate, Eric Vandersip, told reporters the attacker was a 36-year-old Moroccan national not known to authorities for being involved in terror activities. Vandersip said the man charged soldiers at the Brussels Central Station on Tuesday after his suitcase containing nails and gas canisters failed to fully explode.
When he rushed to a soldier while shouting Allahu Akbar, the soldier immediately opened fire and hit the individual several times. The latter died on the spot as a result of his injuries.
Vandersip said it was a lucky escape for several travelers nearby. Republican Karen Handel won a special congressional election Tuesday in the southern state of Georgia, allowing her party to hold on to a closely contested seat and deny the Democratic Party a chance to chip away at the Republican majority in the House of Representatives. The race between Handel and Democratic challenger John Ossoff was a major focus in both parties, sparking $50 million in campaign spending. Many viewed the race as a voter referendum on the presidency of Republican Donald Trump. Handel alluded to that.
And a special thanks to the President of the United States of America.
The vote count was much tighter than when the same seat was up for election last November and won by Republican Tom Price, who President Trump picked to run the Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News.